For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
I want to talk about arch nemesises, and I know that's something you would have heard on stupid TVs or movie shows. Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's like
TVs or movie shows, I just said.
Nah, it's all right. It's like Superman and Lex Luthor, and, you know, Batman and the Joker. Like, that's their arch nemesis, right?
Yeah, but let's think more low level, because I've got one right here in Geelong.
I told you, I think we're friends. I don't think I'm your arch nemesis.
I'm looking at him. If you saw the video that we put up on our Instagram yesterday, K-Rock Geelong, go watch it and then tell me if Tim is my arch nemesis.
I'm putting my hat in the ring for sure.
But no, there is one person in Geelong that has been absolutely grinding my gears for months now, and it's the lady that works at the place where I go to get my Coke Zeros.
Yeah, and you talked about this yesterday. I think this is the third time we've heard about this in 6 months, of this lady that's got it out for you, and she always makes a comment about you buying Coke Zeros.
Yeah, so
the amount of it, what's inside the cans.
I will say, she doesn't know that she's my arch nemesis. But I feel that about her. So every time I go in there, I want my Coke Zero. I don't want to be perceived. I don't want people to know that I'm doing this cheeky thing that I know is not great for me. I love Coke Zero. I'm addicted to it. I put my hand up and saying it. And I'll often buy about 4 cans at a time, right?
And if it wasn't for that great deal that this particular shop has, you wouldn't be going there.
That's
but financially,
right.
It would ruin you to go elsewhere.
Of course. So I go there often, and I usually have like 2 Coke Zeros a day, which, like I said, none of your business, none of her business. And yet she asks me every time, how long will that take you to finish these Coke Zeros, you reckon? Looking at me dead in the eye. Then she goes, and not even, sorry, she doesn't even add the zero. She makes me feel like worse.
Oh, she calls them Cokes, doesn't she?
I wanted to acknowledge that there's no sugar.
You tap the can. No, look, no sugar.
No sugar.
No sugar here.
And then she'll often make me just feel guilty for doing something I obviously already feel guilty about. And now I'm avoiding going to this place if she's there.
Do you think, again, this could be totally off, do you think she's just trying to make small talk? You're right. She's your arch nemesis. I overstepped.
No. But I also know that you've had a run-in with this particular person as well, and you avoid it.
Yeah, but that's my business.
avoid her as well.
Her. I think it is her.
I'd say she's a lot of people's arch nemesis. I want to put it to you, our gorgeous, gorgeous listeners on 52232955. Do you have an arch nemesis?
Catherine Leopold's given us a call. Catherine, do you have an arch nemesis?
I think it's my husband that's got the arch nemesis, not so much me.
Is it you? Are you his arch nemesis? Nah, all right.
I did hope not.
Who's his arch nemesis?
It's one of our neighbours.
Yeah, neighbour. Neighbour is always high up there. Is it, what's going on between your husband and your neighbour?
Well, I don't know if he doesn't know, but my husband likes to vent about the fact that they've got, 5 or 6 cars, 2 garages, but they don't use either of the garages for the car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're grinding your husband's gears, for sure.
It's not even an active thing where it's like, all right, yeah, their property's like damaging our fence or they're doing something. It's like, it's just not how I would run that operation over there. This person must hate my guts.
It's also because they park in front of our house, so it's really hard to get in and out of the driveway, and friends can't park there because the cars are always all blocked off because of all their cars.
Oh, yeah. See, this is an origin story. Yeah. This is an origin story for a huge nemesis arc.
The amount of times he's told this story at all the pubs across Leopold to all of his mates, all the people he works with.
This idiot that lives next door.
You don't know.
I do love that. That's a battle going on in the streets of Geelong.
Well, Catherine, as his supporter, sidekick, we wish you strength as he takes down his arch nemesis. So best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Tim and Davo.
Davo, I would say you are the fashion forward team member of the show.
Oh, mate, you know, you give it a red hot crack.
Late surge from me. spending the most money I've ever spent on clothes the last 6 weeks or so.
I know, the last 2 weeks you've come in a new fit every single day.
Yeah.
And every single day you expect praise.
Yeah.
And most days I give it to
it's
you.
It's dropped
most.
Off, I'll be honest, if I could pass on some feedback. But Davo, that's okay. I know that I'm trying my best. But yes, you're the fashion forward person on the show. double denim used to be just like a massive no-no, right?
Well, kind of. You say that, but in the 90s, like you think about Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, they had their matching double denims.
At red carpet event, yeah.
I kind of think double denim had a bit of a both sides. You could be gooby, but you could also slay.
I feel like it was like celebrities could pull off double denim, mm-hmm. but us regular Joes and Joettes were not able to pull it off. And it was like, even if you were wearing like a black denim jean and then a like an acid wash or a blue denim jacket, mm-hmm. people would say, double denim. But again, I'm glad you brought it up. It got to a point where it was acceptable and stylized and people were like, oh, that looks really, really cool. Mm-hmm. I think it was in like, early 2000s. Then again, somewhere in the 2010s, I reckon double denim had a bit of
definitely.
A peak.
Definitely. Absolutely. Even recently, I've seen someone doing a little denim matchup. Okay. You know, so it's out there.
I've heard about there's a new double denim to keep an eye out for. I want it, especially for males.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, double corduroy is the new double denim. And I've been on a couple of threads online of people, of males posting photos of them wearing double corduroy going, what do you think? Are you able to double corduroy out?
Are we going with like a brown? Like immediately I'm thinking brown.
So it's not the same colours. I'll stress that. So it's not like a brown corduroy pant and a brown corduroy jacket. I think anything would look better than say like a green corduroy pant and then like a cream corduroy jacket, if you know what I mean.
The corduroys, it's a great band.
How do you feel about double corduroy?
I don't know. I think, each their own. If you can wear it with confidence, and I think that's what it comes down to most fashion choices. If you can go wear that with confidence and own it and not be performative about it, then you're going to look cool.
And it's a fine line because wearing something confidently, like, it's just scary.
No,
it's
and I know, and I have seen you struggle with it over the last few weeks. When you came in that full black outfit, I knew you were rocking it, but you weren't rocking it, you know, in your heart and soul.
Because double corduroys doing waves. I want to talk about some other double ups. Do you reckon double linen? How do we feel about double linen?
Yeah, no, double linen's that's definitely okay.
Definitely okay? Yep. All right.
You see that in Torquay heaps.
That's fair. Beach as well, especially with the Rip Curl Pro next week. You're going to see a fair bit of it. How would you feel about double satin?
Ooh, double satin. Yeah, I'll go with double satin.
Double leather?
Oh, yeah. That's when you're feeling like real baddie. That's what you were wearing the other day to office. It was beautiful.
No, but that was for something after work.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Look, you know, they often say the luck of the Irish is fantastic, and that is great. But there's also the anti-luck of Davo, and I feel like I often will get myself into some strife. I mean, we've spoken about it plenty of times, threw my phone in the bin, was belly up in the bin. you know, there's been a lot of moments where I've had an unfortunate incident. Tripped up the stairs the other day, unlucky.
I think you are definitely good at just putting your foot in stuff, just like in life, just different moments. And because you're out there, you know, as we've said, like, living solo. It's
living life, I'd like to say. Yes, solo.
It's like when you're like, and it's the same thing, like if I'm hanging by myself and I do something embarrassing or put my foot in it by myself, you can't even like defend yourself to someone you're with. You're just like, you're trying to defend yourself to yourself.
Yeah, you're judging yourself and defending yourself 100%. All at once. But look, this isn't something that I did personally, but I did have something happen to me last night. So I was getting me 10,000 steps in, still on it. That's right.
Tell you what, if you think you are committed to getting your steps in, you're not. Davo is the only person I know that will go for a 2-hour walk after dinner to get your steps in every day.
Once again, living solo, as you like to say. Easy. So easy.
Easy. No one to rely on you.
There's no one there to hold me at home and, you know, all that sort of...
Hold you back from getting them steps, girl.
No, so I was having my walk last night. It was probably about 8 o'clock at night and I was down Jerringhap Street and I was walking under a tree and next minute I got swooped by a magpie in March.
Nah, that's way too early.
They're not meant to be out until September.
Right.
This bastard saw me coming and thought, you know what? I'm going to ruin her life. And he did. I'm terrified of birds.
Most people don't like being swooped,
Of course. But when you're also scared of birds, this thing just came at me. I could. How many
flybys?
There was 3 flybys.
Oh no! Your heart rate just goes from nothing to 100.
I had my hands over my head. I was screaming and running downhill.
Like,
yes, this thing had an agenda.
Yeah.
And I had to, I was screaming, I don't care about your babies. I don't want your babies.
I thought you yelled that out as you left little Mallop Street every weekend.
Walking past a crash.
I think it's funny you say that. I didn't actually, this didn't click for me. I was in Lawn this weekend and we were staying at some Airbnb and like kind of up in the hills. And there was a magpie swooping a rabbit. And I was like, get off his... What did these bloody rabbit do to you? The rabbit's not going to...
I was the rabbit.
The rabbit. Just as cute. Just as cute.
So much. I needed that.
Nah, that's way too early. I think here's my timeline of when things should happen.
Yeah.
Hot cross buns shouldn't be around until end of February. Mm. And then I think after Easter, the magpies are allowed to start making waves. I know spring is normally when, but it can happen start of winter, after Easter, swoops on. Then we have 6 months. No, we have
swoop free.
Yeah, we have 6 months swoop free.
Yep.
6 months on. I would, and the problem is, if I was in your situation, unfortunately, I'm so jumpy at the moment. I'm worried I'd throw hands with this magpie.
Jumpy at the moment.
I'm a very easy, like if someone comes around the corner, I'm like, oh, you bastard.
No, I know. Yeah, so you do throw hands.
I'd worry that someone would see me walking down just punch a magpie in the face. I'm so sorry, David.
I know, but this, like I said, all of that's fine. They can swoop when they want, I guess. But it doesn't, like 8 o'clock at night on a Monday evening in March. Why?
Read the room, magpie. Leave me alone, bro.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
I was chatting to a mate yesterday and he was telling me about his weekend. And he was like, oh, we were actually house-sitting for some friends. They've gone away for a week. So we're doing the weekends, look after the pets, these kind of things.
And Very nice.
That's nice. Awesome. Like house-sitting's fun. It's like a little holiday, even if it is just around the corner because it's like a whole new setting. It's like staying in Airbnb.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God. What can I use?
The idea of someone house-sitting my house makes me so nervous. I'd hate for people to go through my stuff.
Well, you'd have to clean it first, which I imagine is a huge hurdle.
I know.
But Davo, he was saying that him and his partner slept in the main bed of the house they were house sitting.
Okay. So like the person that they...
So it's like their couple friends. So it's like this other man and woman have gone away. Yeah. And it's like rules dictate another man and woman or another couple must be in the main bed. And I was like, oh, bit strange, like why didn't you sleep in the spare bed? He was like, well, they weren't there, so we slept in the main bed.
So they have said what, there is a spare room there, so they could go in the spare room.
I didn't ask about the specifics, but they had the choice of sleeping in the spare room or sleeping in the main bedroom.
Yes.
And they, while house sitting, slept in the main bedroom.
Yeah. I just feel like if there is a spare bedroom available, I'd go in there.
Yeah, like your house, like you'd have to sleep in your bed.
Yes,
because
there's only one bed.
There's only one bed.
The lounge is very small.
You do have a sunken laminate floor. It's pretty gangster. It's the closest we're going to get to a sunken couch in our lives.
Yeah, I mean, obviously in that situation, you have to sleep in the bed, but I feel like it's a little bit personal,
like,
isn't it?
100%. If I asked you, I was like, hey, Davo, I'm going away for the weekend. Can you house sit?
I'd snuggle right in there. I'd be all over that, loving it sick.
I wouldn't. I would make the spare bed up for you. Like the most comfy thing you've ever seen. There'd be a towel on the end. Yeah. I'd have like everything you need. I wouldn't even consider you staying in my bed.
Of course.
It's crazy, right?
I think it is crazy. I think he's done the wrong thing. He's done a faux pas here. And I think he's, made a terrible mistake.
Because I've been thinking about it. And like, unless you're right, there is no other option. It's almost a dominance thing. And you go, oh, yeah, thanks for house sitting. I slept in your bed.
I slept at someone's house over New Year's and they gave us their bed. Like me and my friend from Darwin, we had their main bed. But I don't even know if they changed the sheets. It felt very strange. And I would have given anything for a spare bedroom to go to.
Because like as well, in your bedroom, like if it's your house and it's your bedroom, you've got your bedside tables that have got like your stuff in it. You've got your clothes. Mm-hmm. You've got your undies. You've got yep. your toothbrush. Get away from all of those
Absolutely.
Things. Get bring your own pillow.
Look, but you and I are patting each other on the back here. Sick. We both agree the same thing. We don't think it's okay to sleep in the main bedroom at a house seating situation. Yeah. But maybe other people do feel like it's okay.
I would love to talk to you about why you think that is something that's totally fine to do. 5223295. When you're house sitting, do you sleep in the main bed? Should you be sleeping in the main bedroom, or if there is a second option, spare bed, you sleep in the spare bed? Surely, right?
Or if you are someone that does let your house be sat, where do you want them to sleep?
Yeah, we had a few people call up. A Krista from Corio. If you're house sitting, do you sleep in the main bed?
It depends who it is, because my mum will come and look after my kids in my house if me and my husband want to go away for the weekend. And we have like a pull-out couch in the lounge room, but I'd rather her sleep in our bed because it's more comfortable and I just change the sheets for her. Mm. So like, obviously, she's my mum, so I'm going to want her to be in the most comfortable yes. bed.
So say but if Tim was to go in house.
Yeah, if it was Tim, I'll be like, you're sleeping on the pull-out couch.
Yeah. I'm surprised I've been offered that. If you had a full spare room with a spare bed, would that change it? Would you still want your yeah. mum in your yeah. bedroom, or would you put her in the spare bed?
If that bed was comfortable enough, yes. Because I want my mum yeah, to be obviously. Very comfortable.
Like, for yeah. example, this weekend, literally my wife and I are going away for our 5th year wedding anniversary, and my mother and yeah. father-in-law are coming to stay at our house and hang out with our son. And
yeah.
if they sleep in our bed, I will be very surprised. I'd be yeah. shocked. I'd be absolutely shocked.
Well, like you said, you'll be setting up the towels and like, pushing yeah, them into like, the spare room. And if they go and make their way into the main bedroom,
maybe
it's strange.
If I do like a red carpet and like, you know, so it's like, well, come on this way.
Petals. Rose yes, petals.
Someone. No rose petals.
All right. Well, Krista, we appreciate your call. Hamish from Geelong's also given us a call. Hamish, what do you think about this? Can you sleep in the main bedroom when you're house sitting?
Oh, look, I mean, I'd like to say stay in the spare bed, you know, be respectful and do the right thing. Leave everything exactly how you found it. But let's be honest, after a couple of nights of just checking if the main bed is more comfortable, I'm probably not going to go back to the spare bed. It'd be rude not to make full use of the house while I'm there. I'm basically doing quality control.
And, like, okay, so if you're happy to go into the main bed, tell us the truth. Like, would you have a look through, like, would you ever have a look yeah. through their stuff?
Nah, look, that's taking it too far. Sleeping in the bed's okay, but going through the bedside drawers is probably a bit too invasive, you know?
All right. He's got a moral compass. We like him, Hamish. We appreciate him.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.